Otis 2077, Healthy Stark in 155th Place West.
Hey, 2077, how can I help you?
I've had a difficult passenger on the bus that's been walking back and forth doing kind of odd things, and he just went and hid down behind the seat, and I can't see him. I saw him duck down there, and he's been down for about 15 minutes hiding down there, and I'm smelling some smells on the bus, so I didn't say anything to him because he's, it would be too threatening. It's kind of personality person, so if you have someone that could help, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, affirmative. Can you safely pull your doors, open your doors, and then fake a breakdown?
I guess I can do that. That's at the next stop here. I'll try that.
Okay, and open your doors and tell the passengers you heard something. You can shut your bus off, but heard something. Go to the back and lift up your engine and see what happens, and I will call an area supervisor and see where they are.
So turn the bus off?
Well, it's up to you. You can leave it going if you want and just say, hey, you heard a bang at the back of your bus. You just got to go check your engine. Do that. You can lift up the back and then slam it down and see if the guy, if you can see him through the window, wherever he's sitting, and that way, you know, you're kind of out of the way and you can call me back. If you don't feel safe getting back on your bus, call me on your cell phone.
Okay, I've stopped here. A bunch of people got on the bus. He just got into the, he just got out of his... He just got up in his seat.
Okay, and as for the smell on your bus, do you still smell something?
It's kind of faint. It might just be because we're stopped and the doors are open, though.
Okay, was it a peanut butter smell?
No, it was kind of an odd smell. I didn't smell, and then it started smelling marijuana, so I don't know if it was multiple things or not. It wasn't the peanut butter smell.
Okay, that's a good thing. Now, do you feel safe carrying on and I have a supervisor meet you en route, or do you want to fake the breakdown and just wait there?
I think I'm going to get off and check the back of the bus and just say, hold on, everyone, see if he gets stressed out and leaves the bus. Sometimes they do that because they don't like sitting on the bus when it stops. They know that we're trying to do something, so that might work. If not, I think I'm going to try and keep going because he's sitting on his seat now, so he may have begun doing whatever he was doing.
Okay, is he on the passenger side or the driver's side of the bus?
On the passenger side, all the way at the back.
Okay, so maybe when you walk by to the back of the engine, take a look and, you know, see if you can kind of see through the window, kind of glance out of the side, see if you can see him doing anything.
Okay, copy that. I'll do a request to talk as soon as I get done. Thanks.
Copy, and we do have a supervisor going towards you at 1850.